Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The New Tycoons Inside the Trillion-Dollar Private Equity Industry, that owns everything by Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly is a nonfiction business and finance book that explains how modern private equity grew from a niche Wall Street practice into a dominant force across the economy, using a narrative approach centered on major firms and their founders. Kelly describes how buyout groups raised capital from institutions, acquired well-known companies, and built durable money-making organizations that increasingly resemble financial conglomerates. A key purpose of the book is to make a secretive industry legible to general readers by clarifying what private equity actually does, how deals are structured at a high level, and why the industry has attracted both admiration and criticism. Kelly also situates the story in a moment when several leading firms were becoming more public-facing, including through public listings and regular disclosures, which changed how outsiders could track their growth and influence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from boutique buyouts to a global industry. One of the book's central threads is the transformation of private equity from small partnership-style shops into a global industry managing vast pools of capital. Kelly tracks how early buyout practitioners built reputations by pursuing large, complicated acquisitions and by proving they could run businesses as well as finance them. As the model worked, more institutional money followed, creating a flywheel. More assets under management enabled larger deals, which in turn generated visibility, higher fees, and bigger fundraising. The book emphasizes that private equity is not a single firm or strategy, but an ecosystem of funds, deal teams, advisors, and portfolio companies operating across cycles of boom and bust. This long arc matters because it explains why private equity is now embedded in ordinary economic life. When buyout firms own or control major consumer brands and employers, their decisions affect customers, workers, suppliers, and local communities. By presenting the rise of the industry as an institutional story, not just a series of transactions, Kelly helps readers understand why private equity became a durable pillar of corporate ownership rather than a temporary financial fashion. Secondly, the people behind the firms and the culture they built. Kelly devotes substantial attention to the founders and senior dealmakers who shape the leading private equity organizations. Figures associated with firms such as KKR, Blackstone, Carlyle, and TPG are presented not as abstract financiers, but as operators of ambitious institutions with distinct cultures and competitive styles. The book uses these personalities to show how relationship networks, negotiation skill, and strategic risk-taking help certain groups win landmark deals, attract talented employees, and convince investors to commit capital for long periods. This focus also illustrates how private equity firms evolved into brand names that could open doors with corporate boards, lenders, and governments. Importantly, the human-centered approach makes the industry easier to grasp without reducing it to hero worship or villain narratives. Readers see how incentives, career structures, and reputational stakes influence decisions, including how firms manage setbacks and protect fundraising credibility. By connecting individual ambition to institutional design, the book clarifies why a handful of firms became so influential and why leadership choices, governance norms, and internal discipline can matter as much as financial engineering in determining long-run success. Thirdly, how private equity works capital sources, deal logic, and ownership. A major aim of the book is to demystify the basic mechanics of private equity for readers who may know the headlines but not the machinery. Kelly explains, at a practical level, that buyout firms raise funds largely from institutional investors such as pensions, endowments, and other large pools of long-term capital. Those funds are then used to acquire companies, typically with a mix of investor equity and borrowed money, and to pursue value creation during an ownership period before an eventual exit. Rather than presenting private equity as simply a method of extracting value, as the book highlights that firms often target underperforming or mismanaged businesses where operational changes can materially alter outcomes, the emphasis is on understanding incentives and roles, who supplies capital, who controls decisions, how managers are pushed to meet goals, and how returns are realized when a company is sold or taken public. By laying out this cycle in clear terms, Kelly equips readers to interpret news about buyouts, fees, and ownership with more precision and to see how interconnected the industry is with the retirement savings and institutional portfolios of ordinary citizens. Fourthly, economic reach and real-world effects on Main Street. Kelly connects private equity ownership to everyday life by showing how buyout firms can sit behind familiar brands and large workforces. This framing highlights why private equity cannot be understood only as a Wall Street story. Its influence extends to store aisles, service interactions, employment practices, and corporate investment decisions. The book discusses how millions of customers, employees, and retirees become part of the private equity system, whether through working at portfolio companies, purchasing from them, or investing indirectly via pensions and other institutions. It also addresses the contentious public debate around private equity, where critics portray it as looting companies, while defenders argue it brings needed change to stagnant businesses. Kelly's treatment encourages a more nuanced view by focusing on what ownership enables rapid restructuring, aggressive performance targets, and a strong emphasis on management accountability. But the key analytical value is in showing that private equity is a form of corporate governance with distinctive incentives and time horizons. Readers are guided to consider both the potential benefits of operational improvement and the tensions that can arise when financial targets intersect with workforce stability and community expectations. Lastly, a changing industry going public and becoming more visible. Another important topic is the way leading private equity firms became more public-facing, including through public listings and regular financial disclosures. Historically, private equity thrived on privacy investors received detailed information, while outsiders saw little beyond deal announcements. As some of the largest firms grew and pursued permanent capital and broader funding options, they also entered a world where quarterly reporting and public market scrutiny could reveal more about their economics, strategies, and risks. Kelly treats this shift as a turning point because it changes how the industry is perceived and analyzed. Greater visibility can demystify the business model and allow journalists, regulators, and the public to follow performance and incentives more closely. At the same time, public ownership introduces new pressures, such as the need to satisfy shareholders and maintain steady earnings narratives, which may influence how firms deploy capital and manage fundraising. By highlighting this evolution, the book places private equity within broader trends in finance, where alternative asset managers grow into large institutions that blend private dealmaking with public market expectations, reshaping how power and accountability work in modern capitalism. In conclusion, this book best suits readers who want a clear, story-driven understanding of private equity without needing a technical finance background. Professionals in business, investing, or corporate strategy, as well as MBA students and curious general readers, can use it to build a working mental model of how buyout firms raise money, choose targets, and exert control over companies that employ large numbers of people. The practical benefit is interpretive after reading. It becomes easier to evaluate claims about private equity in the news, to understand why certain companies are bought and restructured, and to see how institutional investors, such as pensions, connect ordinary savers to the industry. Intellectually, the book helps readers think about ownership and governance as much as about transactions, showing how incentives and leadership shape outcomes over time. What helps it stand out in the crowded finance genre is its emphasis on demystification through people and institutions rather than purely deal spreadsheets or ideological argument. By combining profiles of prominent industry builders with an accessible explanation of the private equity cycle and its growing public footprint, it offers a balanced entry point into a powerful and often misunderstood sector. If you would like to support Jason Kelly, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.